Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Soft Focus Morning, your daily dose of calm attention training. I'm Jessica Lane, your guide through this wild ride called life. And let me tell you, sometimes this journey can feel like we're trying to walk on a tightrope while juggling flaming torches. Am I right? It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of expectations, deadlines, and comparisons, feeling like we constantly need to be on and perfect. But guess what? Perfection is overrated. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Embracing imperfection and letting go. You know that feeling when you've set this massive goal, picture yourself flawlessly executing it, and then, life happens? The unexpected detour, the spilled coffee, the sudden realization that your presentation slides are missing a crucial part. Talk about an ego deflator. But here's the secret. Those moments of imperfection are actually where the magic happens. They're the cracks in the sidewalk that let the light shine through. It's like that quote by Rumi, "Let yourself be drawn into the mystery of imperfections." So, how do we actually embrace this beautiful mess? Firstly, stop comparing your behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. Remember, social media is a carefully curated snapshot, not reality. We're all stumbling around in the dark sometimes, just trying to figure it out. Second, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when things don't go according to plan. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend who's having a rough day. You wouldn't berate them, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Third, reframe your mistakes as learning opportunities. Every stumble is a chance to learn, grow, and come back stronger. Think of it like this. Thomas Edison didn't fail 10,000 times. He learned 10,000 ways not to make the light bulb. Fourth, celebrate the small victories. Did you get out of bed today? Awesome. Did you manage to have a decent conversation with someone? High five. Every little win counts. And lastly, remember that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to feel overwhelmed, frustrated, or just plain exhausted. Allow yourself to feel those emotions without judgment. Think about the last time you tried something new, maybe a recipe, a dance move, or even a conversation with someone who intimidated you. How did it feel? Was there that initial fear of messing up? Did you hesitate? Probably. But what happened after? Did you give up? Or did you push through, learn from your mistakes, and ultimately come out stronger on the other side? You might have even surprised yourself with what you could achieve. That's the beauty of imperfection. It allows us to be vulnerable, to grow, and to discover hidden strengths we never knew we had. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, who's been dreaming of starting her own business for years. She has this amazing idea, a passion project she wants to share with the world. But she's terrified of failing. Every time she thinks about taking that leap, she imagines things going wrong. Customers not liking her product, reviews being negative, maybe even running out of money. So, she stays stuck in analysis paralysis. Endlessly planning and preparing but never actually launching. Sound familiar? Here's the thing, Sarah. Perfectionism is a thief. It steals your joy, your time, and your opportunities to shine. What if, instead of waiting for the perfect moment, Sarah decided to take baby steps? What if she launched a smaller version of her business first, got some feedback from real people, and then iterated based on what she learned? By embracing imperfection, Sarah could turn her fear into fuel, transform her dream into reality, and discover that success isn't about being flawless. It's about showing up, putting yourself out there, and learning along the way. So, my amazing listeners, remember, embrace your imperfections. Let go of the need to be perfect and allow yourself to show up authentically. Celebrate the small victories, learn from the stumbles, and never stop growing. You're already incredible just as you are. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who needs a reminder to embrace their awesomeness. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what resonates with you most. Join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of supportive souls here, ready to navigate life's journey together. And until next time, remember, you are enough, just as you are. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.